Good afternoon. Thank you, everyone, for being here. As you know, Secretary Salazar and Director Ash flew out from Washington, D.C. To meet with me regarding the wolf issue. We had what I would call a very good, very substantive meeting. We have worked on some of the major details that to date have been stumbling blocks to try to move Wyoming forward to the management of wolves. And I'm pleased to report that we agree in principle on some of those major issues, including the fact that we're interested in having a flex area in the state of Wyoming, that we're very close on where we want to be on boundaries. We're very close on where we need to be in the time frame of that flex area. And so I feel today we are closer, much, much closer than we have been since I took office on coming to an agreement. In fact, we've also agreed on some very tight timelines, including the end of July, have a plan in place, and by early this fall, perhaps even get a preliminary rule put out in the Federal Registry. And so it was good news, and I want to say thank you to Secretary Salazar. As most of you know, this is his second trip in recent months to Wyoming to address many Wyoming issues, but this is the second good conversation we've had about wolves. I want to thank Director Ash also for participating. During the last several months, we've continued to work with the Fish and Wildlife Service on trying to hammer out some of these details. He's made himself personally available to my staff and to myself as needed, and we appreciate that very much. I would say the Secretary and the Director, like me, feel there's a sense of urgency on this issue, and that's why I'm so pleased to report today that I think we have made real progress, and I think that the three of us feel fairly confident by this fall. We're going to have a package that I'm going to be able to present to the legislature. With that, I'll turn it over to the Secretary with my thanks again to him and Wyoming.
Thank you very much, Governor Mead. I do believe that today is a historic day because with Governor Mead's leadership and that of his team and the leadership of Dan Ash and Steve Burton and the Fish and Wildlife Service, the United States and Wyoming are very close to coming to a point where the wolf will be delisted in Wyoming. As the governor stated, we are at a point where we have an agreement in principle on how we will move forward. It is my hope and intention as Secretary of Interior that we will be able to publish a proposed rule by the end of September that will delist the wolf in the state of Wyoming. There are issues that we have to address between now and then, and our staffs are committed to addressing those issues. But the major issues in terms of boundaries and numbers and flex lines, all of those issues which our staffs have been working on very hard, meeting once a week now for the past couple weeks, have come to a point where we have a good resolution on those issues. And the last thing I'll say is this, that before I turn it over to Dan Ash, I think this is the kind of effort which I hope we could have more of between the United States and the states, because in the arena of conservation, it is best when you are working closely with the states and where you can resolve these kinds of issues instead of having the states versus the United States all of the time. We have an interest, obviously, in making sure that we uphold our responsibilities under the law. We also understand the economic issues that drive Wyoming and the ranching community. Hopefully, what we have done here today and what will be done in the next several months will achieve the kind of balance that can be a great example of how we can address these similar kinds of conflicts in other places. And with that, I'll turn it over to the Director of the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, Dan Ash.
Thank you, Secretary Salazar. Thank you, Governor Mead. It's a pleasure to be here today, and I would just mirror that from the perspective of a fish and wildlife agency, we're strongest and we do our best work when we're working hand-in-hand with our state counterparts, and I think that's what we've seen here over the last several months, that we have people that are rolling up their sleeves, they're working together in a very pragmatic way, they're considering the science and the biology that's necessary to ensure that wolves will continue to be a piece of the Western landscape, and that's important. The success here is that wolves will continue to be a piece of the Western landscape, but so will ranching and that ranching lifestyle, and that we can accomplish both. And I think that we've seen the results here when people work together in a positive and constructive spirit. I want to thank Governor Mead and his staff for the effort that they've put forward and the good faith that they've brought to the table. I think today was a culmination of that effort. As both the governor and the secretary said, we still have work to do, but we have an agreement in principle, and I think we can be confident that we're going to see additional progress over the next few months, and we'll be able to get to the destination that we've set for ourselves. Thank you.
That we'll take a few questions. I also want to thank our congressional delegation for helping us out in this matter. They've been of great support, and thank Steve Farrell and the staff to get us to this point. And again, Secretary, thank you for coming out. We're very confident you know your way to Cheyenne now. So thank you very much. We'll take a few questions.
This is Tom Ninneman up in Jackson.
Tom, this is Matt. We've got you on speaker. We're having a little trouble hearing you, but go ahead, Tom.
Okay. In the past, we've had two sets of numbers, numbers for Yellowstone and then numbers for the rest of the state. Does this plan still keep those numbers apart, or does it put them together?
Thanks for the question, Tom. This does keep them apart. The numbers would be excluding Yellowstone National Park. That is in part because, as you can imagine, the state doesn't have any ability to manage wolves in Yellowstone. The numbers of wolves in Yellowstone, they fluctuate, obviously. But this plan excludes Yellowstone National Park.
Governor Mead, David Cook.
David, yes.
Yes, you talk about flex zones. Could you be a little bit more specific as to the geographic locations of those flex zones?
Yeah, and just a little more detail on that. One of the things we've been talking to the Fish and Wildlife Service about is they think the southern corridor south of Snake River Canyon needed to be opened up for connectivity issues. And partly that is because during the winter months, those wolves, they think, need to go from the state of Wyoming into Idaho, so there's connectivity in the region. And with that understanding that they needed those winter months, we came to an idea, well, if you need the winter months, perhaps we can give you the winter months, and during that time period, the wolves would be treated as trophy game, and outside of that time period, they'd be treated as predators. So what we're looking at now in terms of the southern boundary, it would go south of the Snake River Canyon, and we haven't ironed out how far or necessarily where that line is, but we've got a couple of options that we're looking at. The good news is we want to make sure it's science-based, as the director said, and I think either one of these options, the reason I'm confident we can work it out is I think either one of these is going to be acceptable in terms of the biology to the Fish and Wildlife Service. Of course, the state of Wyoming has an interest in the flex line because the other time periods outside of those fall-winter months, we want to treat as predator status. As I said, the detail of exactly how far that goes down, we're working that out. But as has been said, the principle of the flex line and the approximate locations we discussed and came to some pretty good agreement to today.
Secretary Salazar, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hi, this is Phil Taylor at Greenwire in D.C. I want to get your thoughts on one of the legislative provisions in the House's budget released yesterday that would prohibit any groups from filing a lawsuit challenging any potential state management plan in Wyoming for wolves.
So what we are doing at this point is there are some 40 riders that were attached to that House Subcommittee Appropriations Bill. And we are taking a look at them and seeing which ones of them we are going to be opposed and which ones may be okay. I will tell you right now, after just having looked at some of them preliminarily, that the prohibition on the Grand Canyon is something which we will be very opposed to. But we're working our way through them, and I'm not ready yet today to comment on the substantive provision.
about that in response to criticism from environmental groups who would say that this is undermining the Endangered Species Act under your watch?
Here's what I want to say. At the outset, when I became Secretary of the Interior, the wolf issue had essentially been a matter of huge controversy and conflict for several decades. And we had essentially the science telling us that the wolf had been recovered in the northern Rocky Mountain Range. And when I met with the biologist, Ed Banks, who had been involved in studying the wolf and is really probably the foremost expert on wolves, they agreed with that fact. So we have a recovered population. So we had to do was to find our way through to a point where we were complying with our requirements under the law and getting to a point where the wolf could be delisted. We felt we had comfort with Idaho and with Montana and their plans. And because of this governor's great leadership along with his staff, I believe we'll get there with Wyoming as well. And so we'll be in a position, I'm very hopeful, that by the end of September, early October, we'll be in a position where we can propose a delisting of the wolf in Wyoming. With respect to the legislation that Congresswoman Loomis included as a writer in the legislation, as I said, at this point in time, I'm not going to address that particular legislation. What I want to do is to take this a step at a time, and our first step here really is to move forward and to develop a recovery program for the wolf in Wyoming that will be acceptable to the state of Wyoming and to the Fish and Wildlife Service. Having that agreement in and of itself is a huge historic step between the state and the United States, and that's where my energy will be focused on over the next couple of months.
Governor Mead, this is Kathy Davidson, Representative Kathy Davidson, and I'm just wondering, how did we come out with the numbers of wolves? Is it still the same?
Representative Davidson, thank you for your question. I'll repeat it just because I'm not sure everyone heard it. The question was, how did we come out on the number of wolves? Is it the same? Currently, this includes Yellowstone. The target number, 15 breeding pairs, 150 wolves. This plan, because it excludes Yellowstone National Park, is for 10 breeding pairs, 100 wolves.
Thank you.
And just on that question, if I may, Kathy, maybe it would be a good idea for Dan just to comment briefly on how he sees the population as a whole, because it's not only Yellowstone but also Wyoming. So if I could have, Governor, I just want to at least have Dan comment on the numbers.
Sure. The numbers, as the Governor has said, what we have agreed to is that we can treat Yellowstone, the population in Yellowstone National Park as a different segment, but obviously related. So the goal is to keep wolves at a population level greater than 150 wolves and 15 breeding pairs statewide. But since the state of Wyoming is not responsible for the management of wolves in Yellowstone, we can ask them to manage to 10 breeding pairs and 100 wolves. The record of the past 15-plus years shows us that Yellowstone, we can count on Yellowstone to produce on a regular basis between five and six breeding pairs of wolves. And so we think that with the combination of those two that we'll meet the overall objective. But Wyoming will have the certainty of knowing that their responsibility is to manage for 10 breeding pairs and 100 wolves. So overall, we'll meet the recovery objective. We'll exceed the recovery objective for wolves in Wyoming as a whole.
Thank you.
Governor, this is Bob Beck. I have a question. What has really changed here from the past plan to the current plan? I mean, just if I'm going to wrap my arms around it, what would you say about that?
Bob, this is Matt. I wasn't sure who you were addressing it, but I think it was to me. And the question was, what is different about this plan than previous plans? What are the key differences? What I think the key difference on this one is, and sort of the place where we started, was when the request was made, listen, we can't accept a dual status, that is a trophy game area and predator area, because we're concerned about a migratory area that's needed for connectivity, and we want to extend that. As I said, when we started thinking about that, I thought, you know, if we could have that flex, allow that time during those winter months when the migratory, the migration happens, and then close it back during the summer months when the migration is not likely, that is maybe a way to move that line, the southern line, down a little bit, and also have most of the months as a predator status. So I think, Bob, that is one of the key things about this plan that is different than any other plan. The other key thing, of course, as the director just said, is that it allows Wyoming to manage for those wolves that we can realistically manage, and that is outside of Yellowstone National Park for those numbers. And when you add the numbers outside of Yellowstone with the numbers in Yellowstone, it will be that, roughly that 15-150. But Wyoming's responsibility is to make sure we manage for no less than 10 breeding pairs, 100 wolves.
Governor, quick follow-up, if I could. I know you've been talking to some of the ag groups out there. What has been to this? Do they know about this, and have they talked with you about it?
We have spoke with all of the ag groups and spoke to individual ag producers as well. And I will just give you my sense of those discussions. And, of course, we haven't spoke to every ag producer in the state, but we've tried to talk to the ones who would be most impacted by any change in the plan. And here is the situation. Every year that we do not do something on wolves, the number of wolves goes up. We currently have in excess, by a very conservative estimate, over 340 wolves in Wyoming. And every year something's not done, that number continues to go up. We've seen a tremendous loss of elk and moose, in addition to loss of livestock, in addition to stress on livestock. And so understand the producers, most producers will say, number one, we didn't want wolves in Wyoming in the first place. However, we recognize they're here. We recognize that some management plan is needed. We'd much prefer Wyoming as a state manage it than having the federal government manage it. So those people around the trophy game area, those producers we've spoken with, we have presented what this flex plan is. And of course, it's in a state of flux because we continue to negotiate. But they understand where we're coming from. As recently as yesterday, I met with the wool growers. I don't say that they say this is all great, but they recognize that if we don't do something, we're in a losing position. So currently, we've got very good support from the livestock producers and livestock producers groups, but they need to know, when the final plan's out, they'll take a look at it and make their decision. But I think that if we can say, one, Wyoming manages them, two, the vast majority of the state is predator, three, we are responsible for 10-100 wolves, and four, we're not any longer in this stalemate where the number of wolves continues to grow exponentially in Wyoming and we have an ability to manage it, that's a pretty good message for livestock producers, myself being one of them.
Thank you.
Governor, this is Corey Hatch from the Jackson Hole News and Guide.
Corey, just a minute. You got bumped by Ben Peach from the AP.
Oh, okay. No problem.
So I'll get right back to you, Ben.
How many wolves are in Wyoming but outside of Yellowstone?
I don't know that I can give you the number I told you is in excess of 340 wolves. The latest number I got in Yellowstone was six or seven breeding pairs, and if it's roughly a 10-to-1 ratio, there may be 60 wolves in Yellowstone. So if you subtract that, that's a very rough number. But as I said, I think the total amount we currently estimate is 340. If my numbers are right, there are six breeding pairs, there'd be roughly 60 in the Yellowstone area.
Safe to say from that survey, we're looking at a possible reduction of wolves in Wyoming outside of Yellowstone, over two-thirds.
Well, we're certainly looking at reduction, and maybe if my numbers are right, maybe it would be roughly two-thirds. But understand that we as a state, if we get to this deal and this deal is done, we as a state are responsible for 100 wolves, 10 breeding pairs. And my direction to the Game and Fish is under no circumstances do we want to go under that number? Because we, the state, have asked for management, and the last thing we want to do is in any way jeopardize that bottom number. And so we will manage conservatively. In other words, we're not going to try to manage right down to that 100th wolf. We'll manage so that there's always going to be a buffer there. Because the last thing we want to do is demand the deal, get the deal, and then not meet the deal.
Would you anticipate that Wyoming rejoins the other states in wolf hunting to get to that level?
Well, the part of the trophy game management area is it will allow hunting in some areas of the state. Outside of the trophy game management area, there will be a predator status, which is a hunting license will not be required. And the game and fish and the management of it will include certain hunts. But they, as I said, are going to have to keep very close watch on all of this, because after they're delisted, the state's role is to make sure that those numbers are where they need to be. We, of course, have an obligation to report that to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and they have an obligation to say, yes, you're doing fine on your managements, but there will be hunting.
I just want to just make a quick comment. I think for us at the Department of Interior and for the Fish and Wildlife Service, it's important that we can claim the recovery of the wolf as a success program, and we do see this as a successful program. And the acceptance of the numbers that the Fish and Wildlife has proposed for the state of Wyoming are a part of that success story. And so there will be critics that will say that you know, wolves will be killed as the management is handed over to the state. But the fact is that these are the numbers which the Fish and Wildlife Service and the state of Wyoming have come to agreement to in terms of an acceptable recovery program for the wolf. And those numbers are based on what our scientists have told us in the Fish and Wildlife Service, so we're following the science. I think to repeat what Director Dan Ash said, I think if we can make this work, it can demonstrate how you can recover a species as we have done now with the wolf, a species that had disappeared from the lower 48 probably for the last 50 years. At the same time, have the kinds of populations that don't come into conflict with the livestock industry or with hunters in a way that is unacceptable. And so we can achieve both objectives. And that's the way in which I will carry on my responsibilities. And I'm sure Dan Ash, as director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, will carry on his responsibilities as well. But I'm heading back to Colorado. So, Governor, there may be other Wyoming questions that all of you may want to ask the governor, but if I may just say this to you here in Wyoming and to you, Governor, and to Steve and your team and others who worked on this, we have been pleased with the work that has gone on by our teams, and they have met numerous times, and always with the hope that we would be able to come to the day where we would be able to announce an agreement in principle. The facts on the ground are that the wolf has been recovered in the northern Rocky Mountain region. The facts of the matter is that we have agreement in principle that the recovery program in Wyoming, as we hammer out the rest of these details over the next 30 days or so, will in fact allow the Fish and Wildlife Service to delist the wolf in Wyoming. And our hope is that by September 30th, thereabouts, we'll be able to publish a rule that will delist the wolf in Wyoming and return it to management within the state of Wyoming. Thank you all very much.
Governor, this is Corey from the News and Guide again. I was just...
Corey, thank you.
No problem. I was just wondering, there's been some concern about how wolves will be killed in the predator zone, given the history of sort of inhumane treatment towards them. And I was wondering if there were going to be any restrictions on the way that wolves could be killed in the predator zone.
Thank you for the question. That is one of the things that Steve Farrell from my office, and that is one of the things we have not yet fully worked out with the Fish and Wildlife Service. I think that there will be a difference in the trophy game area versus the predator area, but that is one of the things in the next by the end of July, we are hoping to work out with the Fish and Wildlife Service.
Thank you.
The major point of contention, and to say it's a point of contention is probably overstating it. I think the major detail that we have to work out is where that flex line is, but the Fish and Wildlife Service has given us a couple of options that they say are acceptable to them. And what we want to do, I want to do, is to go back to some of the stakeholder groups, particularly in the areas most affected, and saying, you know, here's a couple options. Which of the two is most acceptable to you? And I think that we have come a long ways in several months on getting that boundary in a fairly good area. But we want to go back to the areas most affected and talk to them about that before a decision is made.
Sir, can you tell us anything about the acreage?
I couldn't, Ben, define it by acreage. We're talking about it's not a – the line is designed to go around a lot of deeded ground and stay primarily on public ground. It will potentially affect, you know, some amount of private ground. There's just no way to draw it without that. And then those areas where there's private ground, of course, those are some of the people that we want to talk to. Roughly, the area of expansion is dependent upon which line is at the far side, maybe 70 miles to 50 miles, but it's not a straight line. It jogs around a significant portion of private ground, which we in our discussions have started calling the donut hole, which I wanted to go around that private land.
Governor, the Fish and Wildlife Service a few years ago, as you know, approved my own plan and backpedaled on that when the federal court expressed concerns about it. This sounds like not a very different plan. What's your sense of whether there'd be any chance of having this stand on its own without the provision that's been proposed by Representative Lummis?
Well, I think that a couple of things have changed. One, we've got a lot more wolves than when that litigation started. And two, I think that it has a good chance of standing on its own because the wolf numbers have continued to increase. And three, this is different because it does allow for a larger corridor, migratory corridor, and the connectivity that the Fish and Wildlife is said that they want to go for. And you see the secretary and the director are out here saying we believe this is doable. However, you know, part of what I think is important from my perspective on this plan is to get congressional approval on it, because what we don't want to do is for the Fish and Wildlife Service from Wyoming to grant a plan and then spend years in court in no man's land. So I am pushing that we need the congressional approval. But the first step is in order to do that, we have to get the Fish and Wildlife Service and Wyoming on the same page and saying, Wyoming, Fish and Wildlife Service, Interior, all agree this plan is acceptable both to the state of Wyoming and to the Fish and Wildlife Service. If we get that, I think that is a pretty sellable package to Congress to say, accept this as a plan, wolves are delisted in Wyoming. And if we can get that language that wolves are delisted in Wyoming, I think that will be a good thing for the state. All right. Thank you all for on the phone and all of you here in person for attending. I appreciate your interest.